dances feminist, baby finds her voice, presents itself as a simple tale of infantile empowerment, but viewed through a metaphysical lens, it reveals itself as a chilling manifesto of regression. The book charts a course not toward liberation, but into the very abyss of unreason, being that generations of philosophy have sought to navigate. It is a terrifying lullaby for the end of history. The titular baby, a perfect vessel for Schopenhauer's blind, striving will to life, finds a voice that is nothing more than the primal scream of insatiable desire. Her cries of be out for her bottle, and no batter, not articulations of a self-conscious subject, but the raw unmediated impulses that are the source of all suffering. Brandt tragically misinterprets this nominal horror as a political victory. This is not Nietzsche's Übermensch creating new values through the will to power. It is the last man in a diaper blinking contentedly, demanding equal toys for all, the ultimate expression of comfort and the abolition of struggle. Here the Hegelian geist remains trapped in the immediacy of censorenty, failing to progress through the dialectical struggle of thesis and antithesis that forges true self-consciousness. The voice is a declaration, not a dialogue. It undergoes no trial by negation and thus achieves no. A spirit stillborn. Furthermore, the baby's maxims fail to satisfy Kant's categorical imperative. No bat cannot be universalized into a moral law without collapsing civilization into filth. The baby operates entirely within the heteronomous realm of inclination, a slave to her appetites, never achieving the autonomy of a rational being acting from duty. This is an existence mired in Kierkegaard's aesthetic stage, a life defined by the immediate pursuit of pleasure and avoidance of pain. The baby's rebellion is not the metaphysical revolt of common Sisyphus, who finds meaning in confronting the absurd cosmos. It is a tantrum, a flight from the existential dread that might precipitate a leap of faith into the ethical or religious spheres. Dostoevsky's underground man would scoff at this simplistic rationalist utopia of equal rights. A crystal palace built from plastic blocks, devoid of the suffering and contradiction that give birth to a human soul. Ultimately, the voice that feminist baby finds is the nascent, terrifying scream of Nick Land's accelerationist capital, a deterritorialized flow of pure uninhibited desire demanding immediate satisfaction. It is the item unleashed, a celebration of the very chaotic impulses that society is constructed to contain. The book, in its saccharine simplicity, serves as a primer for the dissolution of the subject into a vortex of mindless consumption. It is not a voice of becoming, but of unbecoming.